Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI, the Cars Should Be Business channel. It's Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live. Mic check 1, 2, 3. You can see me. You can hear me okay. Thanks for jumping in the live chat. That's awesome. Ty is here. He loves Sue. We all love Sue. Vance Mattis. Say it again, Sue.
Hey, Ty. I love you, too.
Vance Mattis, howdy, in my best Minnie Pearl voice. Oh, okay. And I did something hey, opposite of Minnie Pearl. Rob Stevenson, hello, Jay, Ty, and Sue. What's up, Rob? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is the Load Board Search Show. There's Carlos. Ding. What's up, Carlos? So what we're going to do is, yeah, we're going to look at the load boards, talk about load boards, carriers, dispatchers, drivers, brokers, all that stuff. The heart of auto transport lives here on Dispatching Live. And we keep it real. Let us know what you want to talk about. Is there a load board? Is there a mobile app? Is there a broker? Do I hear a dispatch that went sideways? Is there something that you saw on Facebook? Did you post something on Facebook? This is your chance to talk about it live and be a part of the show, or just kick back and listen in, learn. We know that people are doing that, and thank you for doing that. That's awesome. Really do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can help us out. Please do leave a like. You can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. You see it right below. You can click plus save, or you can get the podcast. If you're on the podcast, listen later. Enjoy the show on your own time. But we're live every Thursday at noon. And obviously, you know you can jump in the chat if you missed the live chat. What's up, Silver Mint? How did the Scarecrow receive an award? Because outstanding in his field. Perfect. That's what this show is all about. You, too, can chime in. That's interesting. Look at that. Rob said something about a fuel card. Well, stand by. We have fuel card information coming. Oh, Elena's here. That's awesome. And Sue is in the live chat. Fritz is here. Wow. Thank you, guys. And car rates are trash. Well, that's just great.
The motion meter has detected major BS. Confirmed. That's definitely some bullshit.
So there you go. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's check in. It is now time. By the way, sorry, everybody, that DOT compliance didn't happen yesterday. I already knew that. I miffed it. I'm sorry about that. But to make up for all of it, we have a 90-minute show packed with action and adventure and Sue, Murphy Auto Transport Services. Sue, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can see your screen. I can hear you.
Sweet.
What's happening?
Oh, I don't know. It's been crazy all week long. Actually, today is probably the calmest we've had.
Don't jinx it.
Sorry. Hold on. I was just told don't jinx it. So it has been kind of wild and woolly. Monday and Tuesday, I thought we were all going to just like lose our minds. So quit. One of them said quit in here. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. It's been hard to find loads, and especially Dallas has been a freaking nightmare, so don't do it. Just don't do
Dallas
it.
Dallas to where? Anywhere in particular? Anywhere?
Anywhere. I mean, wow. They've got the rates are so cheap out of there. It's, oh. I mean, they're lowering the rates. They're not, so I'm going to tell a story because we're talking about, I said I want to mention.
Amen.
Place. So there is a company that listed some loads out of Beasley. I don't know if everybody knows, but there's a rail yard in Beasley, Texas. Usually it's United Road kind of thing. Well, this other big broker listed loads out of Beasley going into Arkansas, and they were listed very well, which was weird. One was listed for $700, one was listed for $500, going to the same place. So we asked for the same amount of money, obviously, because why would you take one less for the other? So as we're waiting for them to call back to find out why and all this stuff, guess what they lowered it down to? $452 for both of them.
From what? What was it before?
From $1,200
what?
To $452.
For real?
Yeah, for real. Can you believe that? Yeah. Needless to say, they're still sitting there and probably will continue sitting there.
And those are probably new units, right?
Oh yeah, they're brand new units. Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Wait until. Oh, I wish I knew where those units were going, because right now you've got record dealer profits, and everybody wants to know where their cars are because they don't have, you know, they have low inventory.
Yeah.
Oh God, what an opportunity to call. Yeah. Well, they're sitting there because while you have record profits, they're putting carriers out of business.
Yep.
How you doing?
Yep. There you go. So, wow. And what's weird is also, like, I'm seeing some crazy crap on the board from big brokers. By the way, we need to talk about my Metrogistics meeting I had too eventually.
Yeah. It's on my list. I'm really curious. And then there's another broker that won't answer their phones.
Yeah.
All kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, we do. Cause it's really ticking me off, but we'll talk about first what's on the load board.
Yeah. Okay. What do we have?
So we got 46,000 loads on the board. I think last week was like 43.
Okay.
So it's going up. Obviously, we all knew it was going to go up, and I think it's going to keep rising because they keep listing cheap crap on here and nobody's taking it. And they're also putting people out of business, and there's people not wanting to even move because the rates are so cheap.
Wow.
So I think that's going to continuing to keep happening, unfortunately. I know we've been asking for more money. Like I said, what's it going to hurt, right? Ask away. And most of the time lately, we've been getting more money. I've not had a whole lot of problems. Of course, I'm not asking people for the stuff that's on there so cheap. I mean, there's no point in asking for something for 38 cents to ask for them for a dollar because you know they're not going to come up. So we're dealing with the people that are already almost at a dollar a mile to get them up to a dollar a mile. So that's been happening. That's because we're talking $50 to $100 to get them up usually that high. Other than that, I'm sure everybody else is having the same kind of problems. I have noticed this week that the rates are going up, except for the usual people that never,
Dallas.
Yeah, well, in Dallas. Dallas, you're screwed no matter what. Let's just keep it there. You know what I mean? Dallas, Houston, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
But other places like that we normally run, which we run the Midwest, I've noticed their prices are going up. What's weird, though, I will say, Louisville, Lexington, my sweet spots that I like to go to.
Yes.
Their rates are not all that great, and I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. They've actually lowered the rates from what I'm used to. Like, Columbus, Ohio to Atlanta, I usually give $500 to $600 a car. They're putting them on there for $300, $350.
No, I hate that. I know exactly what you're talking about. That was a regular route. That's the John route, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And of all the routes I searched, that was one of the ones I knew the best. And when you're in the 300s, it is not good.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, 300s, I think, is like 65, 70 cents a mile if gas prices weren't as high.
Well, yeah, but then you know the route.
Yeah.
I mean, Atlanta is busy and spread out.
Yeah.
It's very, how would you describe the terrain, right?
Well, yeah, because, you have traffic up the wazoo in Atlanta, and that's why we always try to have the guys, deliver as close to each other and pick up as close to each other. And, granted, I've got two drivers that live in Atlanta, so they have to deal with it no matter what. But,
Rob's got a route scout. He's going to have two trucks, Las Vegas. So.
And I think Elena asked for one, too.
Oh, did Elena? Oh, yeah, she's got Dallas. Okay. Yep, so people are putting in their, get in line. We're putting in our route scouts. If you've got a search you want us to look at, maybe you've already looked. Maybe you're good. You're just looking for one more unit, or you're questioning, are you losing sleep over a car you booked? Let us know. We'll take a look. Put in your route scout. We want to know your trailer capacity from where to where, when to when, anything you can tell us.
I'm going to bring up, I'll get all these ready, and then we'll, that way.
Perfect.
Hey, Rob, where are you going? Back to or just looking out of Las Vegas, no matter what.
Could be a gold bar search.
One could hope, but
one.
Hey, I will say, I think the rates in Florida are getting higher. That's shocking to say the least, but
interesting.
I think they are getting higher because we're not. I know that Janice took some loads for a guy out of Florida the last couple of weeks in a row, and they were really good.
Really good.
Well, and this is what load sniping's all about, right? Louisville's down a little. Florida's up a little bit.
Yep.
It's the spot market. It's the stock market.
So
play to win.
All right. So we'll start in Dallas while we're waiting for Rob to answer me about
Okay,
Vegas.
Cool. Here we go. We're going to start in Dallas for Elena. Roll them dice.
And I don't know who she's got in there. She's got a 2 or 3. I've got a 2-car in there myself, and we're having a hard time. So, well, nobody can fit that. So I'm not really sure unless you have a 7 or 8.
Gosh, that's funny. I'm going to pause here for a second. I don't know if Ty is still with us, but 5. I was actually thinking last night, here would be a good trivia question. Which trailers will fit 5 trucks? I was thinking more like 4, but really, I don't know.
So it's not many. He's back east. So usually he's based out of, I thought Rob was out of Indiana.
Would you use a Stinger? Would you use a high mount? Obviously a Stinger. You can fit it on a Stinger. A 10-car Stinger. There might be a couple other Cottrells or high mounts that can do that, but
yeah. And I mean, it's a short run. You see how short that run is.
How much does it pay?
It's been $1,581 a mile.
That is not, that's not bad, actually.
It's not bad. I mean, for if you want to do a short run, getting out of Fayetteville is going to be a pain in the ass. So.
You're only fitting 5 on your 10 car. So let's cut that. You're still only at, 40 cents a mile per 10 sedans?
True,
so it's
that.
Not the greatest.
Yeah.
And now you're working your tail off for those new units, and plus they're pretty.
Yeah, they're brand new, except for this Expedition.
That probably the price is probably.
I mean, I would I would split them up and list them separately because I agree with you. There's no way, and I don't know if a 10 car, unless they're just trying to get the hell out of Dallas, would take it, just because of that. You're right, and then you have to worry about getting out of Fayetteville, Arkansas.
It's, as you start to break it down, it's not looking,
doesn't sound so great.
How do you like those apples?
All right, so let's continue. Well, backlot cars listed 1 out of Denison going back up to Kansas City for $4.72. That's not too bad, 99 cents a mile.
I wish you were lap size.
See, there's a 5-pack going to Oklahoma City, I guess, if you ran that route, but... Still only 54 cents a mile. Yucky.
Hey, Ants Transportation, what is up? Going on? Favorite show?
Awesome.
Thank you. That's cool. Thank you.
I got a Birmingham on here, and we've got a Grove Hill, Alabama. I'm not sure where that goes.
Grove Hill.
Let me see.
Grove Hill, Alabama. I'm going to guess it's north.
I'm not sure. We just took 2 for him, and they were going into Mobile. And by the way, if you like sexy Australian accents, call that guy.
What? Wait, who does what?
If you like sexy Australian accents, call that guy at Infinity Mobile.
Okay.
That's for the women. I wasn't talking to them.
I got gotcha.
Unless you like that. I don't know.
You won't. No, here's what I just wanted to clarify. It's not the guy's sexy accent. It's all the females he hired.
It's a guy.
Oh, it is the guy. Okay. So if you like sexy male Australian accent, so I wanted to clarify because it's strange that that's not part of my top 5.
Oh, let's see. So the Expedition is going south of 160 miles. It's more by
what is a sexy male Australian
Mobile
accent? I don't even know what that is. It could may as well be a kumquat. I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh my god, Jay.
Hello, this is Johnny at Infinity.
No.
She says that's
that wasn't it. I thought
that's
for sure I nailed it. And we just lost most of our viewers.
Oh my, let's see here.
Sorry, I'm crying.
There's some real crap going over the board. There's some.
Vance has for a good time down under. Oh, God.
Yes, Douglas, I am.
This is the dispatch office, right? You go from worst news ever to just insane whatever.
Insane news.
Yeah. Insane news. Love it.
Douglas just asked. Yes, Douglas, I do have spots, so give me a call when you're ready.
Mm, cool. Great. And
I know Alina has spots as well, so either way, we'll take care of you.
Great.
Because we work together.
I had another guy, he was looking for dispatch advice, or I told him to tune in. That's what I tell everybody if I'm not exactly sure what to tell you.
Yeah.
Just tune in. And you'll either get information, or I don't know, something will happen. Things are happening on Dispatching Live.
So this is a good load, but this guy right here is a real tool.
Thanks.
So
I don't know
if you'll get the load. He's the one that said, "Is your driver black?" Yeah.
Did she say this guy's a real tool?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes, I did. It's so. I took the name off the screen just so I can talk. But it's okay. So fun. This is the deal, yo. And yeah. I mean, even on we're not even as bad as Facebook. On Facebook, they are posting company names and contact info and saying we're going to put you on blast. It's wild, man. So.
Yeah,
it's the thunder down under. Holy moly.
So I don't know if you get the loads. Like I said, the last time we asked for a load, he asked if our driver was black.
Oh, for that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Speculation live.
So, yeah.
Okay.
He's never answered us ever since then. So Every time we ask for a load, he just ignores us.
Holy mackerel.
And I've worked with this guy many times. Yeah. So I don't know where that came from. In fact, what was really great for a period in there, about 6-8 months, he had a woman answering us, was never an issue. And now we're back to him. And he, like I said, he's a real tool. So
anyway, wow.
Yeah.
Making Cooked Cat look pretty decent.
Yeah.
Dispatching Live. Take two.
True. I didn't even think about that. Well, Integrity has some stuff going into Jackson. They ain't that spectacular. And I know that's too big for you. And that's really cheap. Sometimes he comes up, sometimes he doesn't. And I really, honestly, Elena, we're just like watching this like a hawk because there's just nothing on here.
So when you say nothing, what is the problem? Things aren't priced high enough?
Things are not priced or they don't fit. Like,
right.
Like, for example, who, you know, here's three big trucks for $980. That, you know, to Memphis, whatever.
I think he always has big.
Usually,
trucks.
When we take these loads, we get, yeah, we usually do, you know, $400 a piece.
Well, and this
like
is
that.
The
That's
problem.
Ridiculous.
This is the classic. Well, we do it all day. This is how my granddaddy did it. Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
The other thing I've noticed, especially out of Dallas, the rates have actually gone down instead of going up, which is also ridiculous. So.
That is insane.
Yeah.
How are the rates
happening?
Well, and there's this crusade in verticals in automotive to drive down the price of, they don't call it distribution. They call it distribution. We need the price of distribution to go down. What does distribution mean?
What are they referring to it as?
Transportation and logistics. I mean, what else? What other distribution is there in automotive? Now, it could be rail, doesn't always have to be trucking, but do you think dealers are on the phone with railroads saying, you know, you got to bring the price down?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think the railroad says, this is what it costs, or go, you know, for a hike. But it's the trucking that you can, right, you can really squeeze.
Yeah. That's where they think they can get you.
Yeah.
I agree.
We can squeeze trucking. That sounds like a t-shirt somebody's wearing right now. We can squeeze trucking.
All right. Well, Alina, I'm sorry. There's not a whole lot on here we can discuss.
Oh.
So
was it Dallas to somewhere particular? Was it?
She's just looking to get out, I believe. And we are too. I've got a 2-car there right now. And
so you know. You're watching it.
Yeah, we're already watching it like a hawk. And there's just been nothing on there. We finally got one of our drivers that was a 3-car out of there yesterday, and it was at the very, I mean, it took us all day long. And two of them was from the Australian guy that Jen loves. And and then we got another one. So that was going to Mobile, but our driver lives in Mobile, so we're trying to send him home. So that kind of worked for us. Also, I will say, you know how I say I never go to Savannah? I am doing that, by the way.
Ooh, from where?
Kansas City to Savannah for $2,000 for two trucks, and I'm looking for a third that can fit in the middle. But either way, it's paying $1 a mile per car. But we've already got them partially loaded out of Savannah going back to Atlanta. But there are
Get the driver out your mouth. Okay,
yes. So there is a whole bunch of cars, if you have a Twic car, for RPM in Brunswick, Georgia.
Wow.
They are paying outrageous money going to Atlanta. Wow. $650, $700.
Wow.
There's packs of them. But they're all big. They're, yeah, they're 2,500s, 3,500s, and 1,500s.
Wow.
So even if you took two, that's outrageous. So if you're stuck there, look in that direction, go to Atlanta, because that's worth going to Atlanta for. You know what I mean? Then you go out of Atlanta from there if you got to go out.
Wow. Are you going to do that out of Savannah then?
I can't. He doesn't have a Twic car.
Oh, golly. Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I hate that. But
get your
we have been finding loads that are paying actually pretty decent out of there, which is a shocker going back right now. I think we got one for $450 even out of Savannah going back up to Atlanta. That was like, what, $2 a mile? Because it's only like 200 miles or something like that.
Well, and right, there it is, Rob. And this is exactly what, I mean, you are at the center of the flush of the toilet bowl in logistics, is that Rob said a lot of these truckers, especially the small carriers, they can't afford not to take loads, so they're taking the crap loads just to pay for fuel.
Yep.
How many of these guys thought they were going to get rich from a video they saw on YouTube? That is the question.
Yep.
Is it 56%, 87%, or 91.2?
91.2. They're also, what they're going to do is they're going to put themselves out of business, too.
Well, they're going to put everybody out of business.
Well, that too, but.
And that's why,
they'll be the first to go. The ones that are working paycheck to paycheck, just barely covering everything, they're going to be the first ones to go.
So, if you just tuned in, do not believe all the videos you saw. Don't even believe this one. I don't care. But go back and watch some of those Get Rich Quick videos and say to yourself, how is this possible?
Exactly. So, all right, let's look at Vegas.
Douglas.
Vegas. All right, what
okay.
we got?
All right, oh, we're going to, yeah, let's roll the dice. So, Elena, just keep on watching. Like a hawk, right? Be a hawk.
Like a hawk.
Be the hawk. All right, this one's for Rob. Coming out of Vegas. Let's roll those dice.
All right, let's see what we got here. Well, that's not bad, but it's down in Kingman going into Dayton for $14.50. We have an in-op for only 57 cents a mile going into Chicago.
I do like that Forerunner. Oh, it's U-Ship. How interesting.
Yep. Then we have...
Like they must have raised the rate because it ain't moving, right?
No. Yep. And then...
Gonna take a loss on this one, boys.
Yeah, look at that. That enclosed trailer is only 85 cents a month.
Oh, my God. A Super Snake. Enclosed 85? Forget about it. Business to dealer. Look at that. Oh, you know what?
They're
probably sending it back.
Really? In Albuquerque.
They're not happy. They're sending it back.
There is... What the...
No, it's from Lincoln, Arkansas to Houston, Texas.
So here, they put it down here too. Original
I
love, is,
I saw it
so, don't you love it?
oh, wait, is this double listed?
You yeah, said? It's them.
Oh, hey.
They've got it listed.
We
yeah.
got one double listed in the bag. Thank you so much.
Well, it's not double listed technically because it's the same company. He just listed it for the right place,
oh.
It looks like.
Oh, we got the actual pickup,
yeah,
actual delivery?
Actual pickup. Yep, and then here's another one.
What
here's
was that
actual...
called? Convenient courtesy listing? What was that fancy term they had? It's a courtesy.
Okay.
Some BS they came up with in the sales office.
Yeah,
We have, so we have another one. This is actually picking up in Albuquerque, not Las Vegas, going into Cleveland, and it's an in-op. That's, I don't even know about that one. Let's see here. We've got $3,000 out of Bullhead City, going into Indiana, which is going to be the Chicago area. And that's, for some reason, they have them listed, same company, twice, one at 3,100, one at 3,000. So I don't know what that's all about. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff down in Bullhead City. Look at all these.
Wow. What's going on in Bullhead City?
I know. I saw it when it was in the blue.
Not sure. I didn't think there was much in that area.
I don't think I've ever booked a load in or out of Bullhead City.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's courtesy good. Listing. That's it. Yes. It's a courtesy listing. Yeah. Well, I didn't find it very courteous.
I lived vicariously.
All right. Let's keep going here. I mean, man, these loads out of here, Rob, are pretty crapola.
Maybe we should start making top five cities that are looking good to come out of.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Ant's got it. Keep M Company out your mouth. That's good. That's good. I kind of, in a horrible car crash kind of way, love that get the blankety blank out your mouth. Like, that is so, like, I don't think that was planned at all. It just literally came out of his mouth. It's incredible. Keep it out your mouth. Love it. I wonder if you could say that to a broker. Keep them crappy rapes out your mouth.
Probably not.
It's a courtesy. It's just a courtesy. It's a suggestion.
So one of my drivers went to go pick up two vehicles from this customer. Was it a house, Janice?
It was at a house.
It was at a house. He called him and asked him where to park. And the guy said that he talked to him rudely and he wasn't going to let him pick up the cars. He has to talk to him nicer.
Oh, that is heck yeah.
Yeah.
And you know the punchline? He's a Walmart greeter.
Could be.
Well, allegedly. Rob, allegedly.
Go through Kingman and Albuquerque heading back east towards Ohio.
Because wheel? I have tried. It's not on there. And it should
then
be.
Maybe this
so it's
4Runner? It's not really going to Columbus, though. It's really going into Dayton. I mean, that's before you get into Columbus, if you could do that.
Yeah, Dayton works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you'll go right through Dayton to go to Columbus.
And I'd say, listen, right? This is where you do. I can pick it up. What did he say, Saturday? Did Rob say Saturday?
He said he's going to have two trucks there. Is that what he said?
But. Yeah, but do that. Yeah, we'll pick it up and then add your other words. Keep saying your words. And then tack on another $150.
Hang on, I'll get you.
Yeah, I would definitely ask for more money.
Yeah, $150. You're going, how far are you going? Even have all your reasons ready to go. What is it, 2,000 miles? 1700, 1800?
See, the one up here for real is 1900 out of Kingman.
Oh my God. I mean, what's he posted it for? 1450?
Yeah, it's 76 cents a mile. I'll do the highest one on here, unfortunately.
I'll do it for 1650. It's a lot of gas. It's a lot of time, but I can grab it. And it drops off. Like, you know, way before I stop. Because I got to go all the way to Erie. This is where you load. Go ahead and load up your tray with the same amount of negotiation power. I got to go to Erie, PA, right? What's that, another 300 miles? I'm going to Erie, PA. I got one more spot. My driver needs 1650. Like, when you say it that way...
Well, and on top of it, it ain't moving.
Exactly. And I can tell you, my guess is that resident is getting antsy. Am I right?
No, because you feel well, and then you save it, and then you upload it up to the board.
What are they charging the customer? How does U-Ship work? Do they charge the customer, or is it kind of a...
Usually I thought, well, I don't know. When I've gone in there to just play with the board before and you list something, I think there's a fee, but I think they charge the broker a fee, or suppose a transporter a fee as well. So I think they make it on both ends of the transaction.
It's not like they bid. Did they put it, like, did they say... Because isn't there a bidding process? So the broker would have said, yeah, we'll move it for this.
Yeah.
And then whatever they can keep.
The fee is, it'll tell you, they'll usually include it in their fee. Yeah. Because when I've bid on stuff before on there, it was like, this is what's going to charge you for the fee if you want this much or this much. So,
but my guess is they're coming close to running out. They're coming close to breaking even. They may have even already broken even. In fact, what, they might have gotten the load and quoted, we can move it for $1,500. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
This could end up being a loss.
Yeah.
But here's what's interesting. Let's talk about this for a second. When a broker says, you know, we're taking a loss on this, I'm going to go ahead and ask the question. Are you ready? Well, who says the rate you gave was the right rate to begin with? If you're taking a loss, that means you were positive that whatever rate you quoted the shipper, including your fee, was the correct rate. Well, where'd you get that number? Right? Is it based on fuel prices? Is it based on weather? Distance? Size? Length? Numbers that your granddaddy had? Numbers in 2022, pandemic numbers. I mean, what are we talking about? Oh my gosh, I ranted so hard we lost Sue. She fell off the internet. She'll be back. Wow, that was intense. We are out of Springfield, Ohio, and that's right between Dayton and Columbus, so that would be a good load for us to get the heck out of there. All right, That's awesome. But what you don't do... Hey, what's up, Sue?
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. But what you don't do, don't go run... Here's, you know this. But this is for all the newbies, because somebody's green out there. Don't go running into it. Hey, we'll pick that up, because we're out of Springfield, and that's right between Dayton and Columbus, and that'll be perfect. You know, you don't want to do that. Because then they'll say, oh, yeah, well, it's really $12.50.
Right? I've been having a lot of that too.
Oh yeah. Never be excited when you call a load. That is the most important thing. If you don't learn anything from this show, just know this. Never, ever be excited when you call a load. Ever.
I agree. Because then they know they've got you by the...
Oh, and they will torture you over it. Yeah. Oh, they'll put you on mute. He's excited about getting the load. What should
I do? Yep. All right, well then.
All right, you can take the screen back when you're ready. I think we're back on track.
Okay.
U-Ship charges the carrier and the customer.
That's what I thought.
Thank you for that. But the rate estimate is the same process. You're right, the guessing game, the rate guessing game. What's up, Sideshow? And I know this is a very sensitive topic. And right now there's somebody, you know, throwing a dart at the TV and, you know, calling me a liar and all this stuff. I'm sure of it. Because auto transport is insane. But man, who sets the rate if not the carrier? Honestly.
Right, true.
Honestly.
I noticed that I've had a lot of that calling, and they're like, well, the rate is really like $50 or $100 lower than what they've got on the listing, and we're still saying, no, I was calling you for more money, in fact. So.
Right, well, that's not the rate. Well, who's moving this thing?
Yep.
But I know that's the thing. As a dispatcher in an office, as a carrier sitting in a truck, you feel like the chips are stacked against you.
Yeah.
And that's common knowledge. That's why there's water coolers at 7 a.m. where there's champagne sitting in the back and they're like, listen, we got the carriers up against the wall. All right, people? On social media, we're going to post that we love the carrier. But the truth is, we got them up against the wall. Now, everybody, get out there and spray your champagne and go get them. And there's a guy in a corner office right now going, did he see our water cooler meeting?
Looks like also, Rob, because you'll go through Indianapolis to get to Dayton, they've got a Ford Fairlane picking up down there in Lake Havasu, too. It needs to come up on the price, but that might give you your two.
Man. And the other one's a 4Runner, so that'll go together.
Yeah. Or you could take the Slingshot, but it's not paying anything either, and you'd have to have a flatbed.
Well, oh, it's the same broker, too. Okay, so here's what's interesting. Now that Tempest. It's the same broker, they're going to say, yeah, but we're giving you two. They're going to use that against you to bring that price back down. Now, I'm speculating live. Word. I don't even know this broker. I'm just talking generically. Story. Generically.
I know, I'm kidding.
I don't think you can.
I'm taking out the
5%. All right.
I'd like to buy an E. Two E's. Ding, ding.
All right. What else we got here? I think that's about it. But did call it. Did Vance just put something on there?
Vance. Oh, Vance is on all cylinders today.
Yep.
So they called, M Company called him back and offered a load for 600. When I called back to accept, they said they couldn't do it for that, but could do 500. What?
Okay, yep.
That's typical.
This is the water cooler meeting we're talking about. Because do you think, how is it possible? So many dispatchers, so many random people you talk to in that office all have the same story.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Yep. This is a regular thing. Vance, there's a 84 Ford Bronco on here going to Dayton as well for 1301 in Vegas. So there's another one. And it's with Honest Auto Movers.
And Alex, Michigan. Oh, is that the captain?
He's a broker. Okay.
Yeah, it's Captain Mark. It's how did I remember. Okay.
All right.
I'm getting a little bit excited. Jay, you're getting to bring that down. Okay.
So,
but yes, Alex
is asking, it's good business to be local in the Michigan area and surrounding states. You could build yourself a good business there in Detroit. They pay really well. And there's a lot of dealerships there. The problem is, what I would be worried about, how do I put this gently? There's a lot of foreign dealerships in that area, and they don't like to pay. This is the only way to put it. So I don't know. You'd have to go to some bigger dealerships. You know what I mean? So let's see. Anything else that we need to look for? Am I off again?
It sounds like you're off again.
Oh, I'm off. Check.
Okay. I can see him. I can't hear anything.
I can see him. Well, I think I muted myself because I was saying it's literally one of the hardest topics to talk about. Is that
okay?
Especially now, my gosh. Can you imagine in 20 years what we can't talk about?
Well,
it's going to get really weird. It's going to be like, yeah, you can't talk about, like, you can't even talk about, I don't even know. But, like, right now, like, what you just said, everybody knows there's truth to it. But you can't talk about it.
No. Okay, it's like, how do I say this gently?
And the thing is, I know. And the thing is, I'm already here. I got wrapped my arms around this elephant. Let me say this, is that some of the worst conversations I've had were with some folks that you're talking about. Like,
right.
I've been threatened, and I just read it was last week, where the guy was like, well, the company owner's a lawyer, and right. we're gonna sue you.
Yeah,
I've been told some really crazy s.
Sorry yeah, about that.
Like I had a guy, like, you know, I'm going. He was going off talking about me. I made promises yeah. and all this stuff, and I'm not even gonna yeah. try and do a weird accent because I'm trying to say I don't know how we get around. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
it is a problem. Yeah, you can't. Well,
it's reality.
You know what's really funny, Vance? I know that woke liberals is like the phrase, and that'll be illegal. In 20 years, you can't say woke liberals. You get dragged off. But I've seen a lot of woke conservatism, too. I think there's wokeness going all around. By the way, if you're banning books, you are the woke problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I had that, Silverman, I had that happen this week. So I put a load on there from, I think it was Texas to Ohio, out of Dallas. You know how anything comes up is going to go as fast as it comes up. Anyways, I had a dispatcher asking me for a load, and then I get another one from them right away, but I already had somebody already wanting this load, right? It's called Jermaine. And so I find out it's the same dispatchers asking me for the same load. So I told them, I said, look, don't do this. It pisses us off. You will not get the load. And I said, I already told the other person I had somebody in front of them. Then they said, well, we'll do it for $50 less because we made you mad. I'm like, no, I don't play like that either. I'm sorry.
We'll do it for 50, but yeah.
And then they asked, I will say this. They said, what can we do better
don't
the next time?
Don't fake being offended and then charge me for it. That's yeah. not happening.
So they said to me, what can we do better the next time? I said, well, don't text from your same company, the same person for a load, because that's what happens. You piss us off and we won't give you the load, especially when we've already got 15 other people bothering us for the load.
It is interesting. Well, and this is where, like, so I, because that's part of the, now that we have folks who is, you just got to have your own blacklist. Because now that we have like 60 years of industry, and everybody's in a different time zone, right? I was reading an article where they actually referred to one person as they. I couldn't finish the article. I didn't know what we're talking about. Are we talking? It's one person, and then yeah, but they. Okay. What? What? What if you tried to call about what? How about that? Maybe vehicles will have genders, and if you're trying to book one vehicle, they're like, yeah, well, they aren't available. Okay, but I'm only calling about one. I know they aren't available. All right, I don't know what we're doing.
That's Holland Springs. I thought it was a repo yard. Better look at it because I tried to get it yesterday.
Yes, sir. I'd like to talk. Okay, no, we don't do that here. Wait a minute, what? That word. You just called me a, you know. I'm going to get that word out your mouth. Okay, I'm just trying to believe. Be polite. Yes, sir. Okay, you did it again. I think I just got woken up. All right. I got woke out of my woke. Get woke out your mouth. We're still searching for cars, right? Still dispatching live?
I think so.
Oh, okay, good.
But I think we need another either route or we can talk about Metro.
Thank you, Vance. Okay, yeah, tell me, what happened with Metro? Let's hear about it.
Yeah, that's really good. So it was actually really interesting. We talked about a lot of things. They want me to talk to them like once a month and go over any new product ideas they've got and any problems anybody's having. So definitely I went over the whole getting on the chat line and how long it takes with that. They're trying to fix that. Part of the problem with that, from what I understand, is because there's still a lot of people working from home. So they've got, like, they're working on shifts, I guess. So many people are working from home certain times of the week, and then some people are working in the office. So I think that's where that's coming from. We did discuss rates. I did discuss the fact that we did a show that called them some greedy parasite names.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, we don't mention your name and stuff like that, but, you know, and I said, and I understand that you guys can only do so much when it comes to your customer saying, I'm only going to pay X amount of money because I deal with the same stuff. But that's where you're having some issues, is your rates are going to be too low in certain areas and stuff like that. I did ask her if there was a possibility of doing what Ready Auto does, where you can request more money on their load board instead of having to wait through the chat line to ask. They don't feel like they should do that because they think that's going to cause more problems. And so just keep asking for more money. That's what you're going to have to do if you want to load. They think they're trying to be competitive with what's out there and what's going on. I think for the most part, they usually are. I don't think they are in every sense situation, as we can all see. I saw one earlier that was from Michigan to New Jersey. It was listed for $150, which is ridiculous. And I assume it's a mistake because, you know, and I know that's never going to happen. What else did we talk about? Anyways, so, they're hearing us. Let's put it that way. All right, they're good. Hearing us.
So let's do. So I want to do some station identification here for a second. And that, I love it. By the way, number one, I just want to say, anybody that is willing to take the time to talk to me or you offline, I really, really appreciate it. And I've had a couple companies talk to me offline that, you know, we're not doing interviews or any live content. I'm not live all the time.
Right.
And if you want to have a phone call, let's have a phone call.
Yeah.
And I'm specifically really talking about, brokers, asset-like carriers.
Yeah.
And that is that, so, like, when they say they're competitive, this is...
They have a flavor, you know, like
a... I got one... Okay, when I hit the button because I think we all have a built-in BS meter.
Right.
Okay. And so it's not that it's not competitive, but that's a non-argument. Listen, if you're competitive with cheap freight, well, then everybody's got a problem.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, all right, thank you.
So, and I understand you can't be the only one that's over-quoting the shipper.
Right.
But... at some point, because Ubers aren't free, are they?
No.
Okay, because that would make no sense.
Right.
So if it doesn't make any sense, if you're going to put a worker out of business, it doesn't matter if everybody else is doing it. This is what's so funny. Don't they say, well, you're not going to jump off the cliff with everybody, are you?
Right. True.
Well, can you apply that to business too? I mean, what you say to your kids, can you say in business? Mm-hmm. I don't understand how, it's like the compare button. Well, that's the going rate. Well, it shouldn't be. I'm sorry, man.
No, true. Okay. They are. Now, when I say competitive, she did include the fact that the gas prices are going up. So their rates are going up. So I will give them that. Now, you and I both know there's stuff on here that is way cheaper than it needs to be. But like I explained to them, I know this is what you're dealing with a customer. And they're not willing to come up. So you know and I know that sometimes those loads aren't even going to move until they finally say, hey, customer, this isn't moving because at this rate, it's never going to move. And they've got to do what I have to do, too. Like, I'll tell my customer $1 a mile, and he backs me off to whatever. And either sometimes I list it, sometimes I don't. If it's too cheap, I honestly, I'm coming to the point I'm not listing them. If they're that cheap, I'm not going to do it because I don't think it's fair for the transporter. And you know and I know there may be somebody out there that's willing to take it, but I don't think they should. Not with the way the gas prices are. So there's got to be a certain point, I would think, that you have to tell your customers you're going to have to do this because of what's going on in the world. Otherwise, they're not going to move and then go from there. But in general, most people will agree if you're doing a normal run with Metro and it's out of areas you run, you usually get good rates. I'm not going to say it happens all the time, but for the most part, I usually get pretty good rates. But I don't do local stuff like these $40, $50 rates. They're matching those up, as you know, as well with United Road. They're doing the same thing. I would never do that stuff just because a tow truck driver is going to charge you more to move that right. Why you? You know what I mean? Why do it for $50? Whether it's 20 miles or 50 miles or 10 miles, $50 is not worth your time. That's going to take you probably 2 hours, let alone your fuel in that, right? So why do it?
All right. And I'm going to add, so number one, I realize that if you're posting loads on a random list,
right,
that where anybody can book, you're dealing with a lower rate.
Right.
Okay? Because who knows who it's going to be. But I want to say this. Their business is not shrinking. It's not like they're being edged out of the market.
No, they're getting bigger.
And as they get bigger, they have the opportunity to set a new standard.
True. Since they are kind of the leaders, they are one of the leaders.
Which is something that all of the large companies pride themselves on doing.
Yep.
So do it.
Yeah, I agree, Silverman. The compare button is wrong. Okay, so it's also I want to talk about, they have a new feature on here on the Metro Load Board.
All right, cool.
So you can do a load search now on here. I don't know if everybody's noticed it this week. Or it actually started last week, but it's a new feature. It's try our new load search here.
Cool.
So you can put in, or you can actually just look at the load board. You can see they've got a lot of loads. There's 133 pages on here, okay? So we all know they got a lot of loads, and they're just getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But see here, this one's 5 miles. I get it. I get it. That's $9 a mile, but that's, I couldn't do it.
No, I mean, it's not because how much time, how much risk, there's just, there isn't any point. Yeah. I mean, and I don't, there might be a different list for that anyways.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Good point.
And I mean, and we're just looking at their base here, right? I mean, and maybe if you lived in Jacksonville, you just want to do these things. They, you know, every town has little runs.
Starting out,
I mean, if that's what you want to do. Oh, also the new other thing I need to tell y'all: you do not have to have 20.
Say that again. Anymore. Say that you don't have to be.
You can just go get signed up.
Get out of here.
They removed it. They said it wasn't fair to all the transporters out there to have 20 ratings, and really, like she said, what does 20 ratings mean? I mean, anybody can get 20 ratings, as we all know. So,
well, yeah, you can. Depends on who you know.
It wasn't fair to hamper a new driver over 20 ratings. They did want to know if it was uncalled for to ask for pictures, and I said, no, absolutely not. We should have to send in pictures to verify that we are what we are, and we carry the right amount of insurance for what we have. I totally get it. I kind of wish we could put our pictures on Central Dispatch so people could look at us. But we all know that could be fake, too. So, hey. Other than that, so if you're not signed up with Metro and you want to be, go for it. And then you can use your load board to get loads. It's not going to be the same, obviously, as working through Central Dispatch. Once again, we were told the other day it's up to 90 days again, which is ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just silly.
We, you know, it looked like we were going to make some progress on this, but I guess not.
No.
So a big.
Whoa! Watch your step. Yeah. You just walked into some bullshit.
90 That's days up. To sign up with Central Dispatch.
Seriously?
So, I was talking to Brian about this, and he said he thought it was because that they're letting them try to earn their stripes before they go on to Central. That didn't make sense to me because, like I said, I've been doing this.
That's a courtesy.
Yeah. So I told him, I said, I've been doing this for 19 years. That's never happened ever. And how are they supposed to earn their stripes?
And by the way,
Yeah.
Sounds like one of those awesomely ridiculous middle manager things to say.
Right. Well, and that's what I told him. I said, first off, they're losing money because they're not taking everybody that they can get on here, right? Because they're, how much money are they making? I mean, you had so many people, you're making more than $1 million a month. Okay.
I got one for you. How about next time you give me a crap ass quote, I tell you, you need to go earn your stripes. How about that? There we go.
So, anyways, we're still at that, and I know you have a contact, but I don't know if you've heard from them on to why this is happening yet, but I think they don't have enough employees. I can't imagine. Here's my thought process. if they are so backed up, that would mean they'd have to have like thousands of people wanting to sign up, right? Doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe they just need to, I'll tell you what then, they need to make deals with the get rich quick YouTubers and just have a giant screw fest.
There you
How about
go.
That? There we go.
There
awesome.
Go.
Love that.
They
well
just
done.
Need to hire some more people from
there
Fiverr
we
and
go.
Get, sign, get people up. But I mean, they're losing money by not signing people up, let alone making
yeah,
us lose money.
Yeah, but they don't
money.
Care. This is, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, they're making a million, what did I figure
let's
out?
See
one
here.
Million,
we got
six a month, something like
well,
that.
We don't have anywhere to put all that extra money. So let's go ahead and make it 90 days. Hey, thanks for playing.
Yes. It could be. So, anyways, but.
Okay.
On to what do we have next?
I'll tell you what. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock. We haven't done news. Let me take the screen.
Okay. Go for it.
Let's do some news, and then we'll figure it out. Speaking of, hey, I want to get in a hot shop because all the videos say it's easy money. Here's what's funny. This was actually a joke, but it seems real. After watching some YouTube hotshot channels, I'm ready. All I need to do now is take my bed off and register it as a tractor. I figure the bigger wheels and the rubber will make it haul like a 2500. I swear to God, I thought this was real, but it's not. Hey, I'm looking for a dependable dispatch to keep me rolling. The one I'm using now, this is not a joke. The dispatcher they got now is FOS.
Huh.
Yeah, there you go. It was the dispatcher. Okay. I pump into the office and be the carrier on the move. Now, you said this isn't real?
No. It was a test load. Well, obviously, I mean, I'm sitting there looking at it. We called because I'm like, I want this, obviously. And then we call them, no, it's a test load. Why?
Well, then write test load. I don't know.
Well, and why would you put it on there for, like, gazillions of dollars that we never see, and because
they just wanted
to
make sure
call.
They wanted to make sure the button worked.
I guess.
Oh
look
my
what it,
god, that is
know.
Ridiculous. That is, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta be kidding me! That's 3 gallons of bullshit in a 2 gallon bucket.
That is not, and that's why I didn't even fuzz it out. Because if this, Sue, are you saying this really happened? We lost her. We shocked her out of the. All right, well, we'll just keep going.
Sorry, she was just asking me a question.
Oh, that's all right. So this really happened, right?
This really happened. Yeah, okay, I said that
yeah.
to you. We
I'm called. Not fuzzing out your bit. I'm not going to give you the courtesy if you're not going to help us out in the marketplace.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. This is proven to be auto transport. Grab a mask and jump right in. You can clearly do whatever you want.
That's for sure.
Yesterday I picked up a car, been watching the loads. This car was on the board for 700. We need no less than 1,000. They give it to us there for 1,000. We got it. We discussed payment details with the owner. Little old lady pulls out her file, broker charged her $475 deposit with 700 to the driver, which is just obscene. And that sounds about right. That's the water cooler meeting we had this morning, everybody. And had never been advised that it had gone up to 1,000 for the carrier. Because guess what? Who cares about the carrier?
Getting a car moved for 2 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. True story. Happens
so until
every day.
They took the money out of their pocket, it didn't get moved, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
$175, I don't think is unreasonable for a broker fee.
Well, no, that's fine. $175.
$475, that's a lot.
But $475, that's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
I know which company wants to hire you.
I could probably guess which company did it, too.
Yeah. That's a good one. Oh, let's spray the champagne. Who cares if we screw everybody?
Okay.
I know, right? It's a lot, right?
Okay.
But
yeah.
This is exactly how carriers and dispatchers feel about... I can't even say it, Sue.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, man, I guess everybody's part of the problem because when you're a carrier and the load board lets you illegally post loads, guess what? You're part of the problem.
Yep.
Thanks for playing. Side eye. What? Side eye, Chloe. Now, Sue.
I'm making t-shirts, people. If you want them, let me know. Thank you, Vance. He sent that to me. I love it.
Oh, you have to read it. I can't. It won't make sense okay. if I read it.
All right. So having a vagina doesn't stop me from believing that my balls are bigger than yours.
Hey, hey.
I love it. And I'm seriously going to make this for the office, these t-shirts with Murphy logo on the back. Just so everybody
knows. And even the unicorn is giving the finger.
I know.
And has a mug of coffee with rainbows. Oh, that is incredible. Now, by the way, where is this? Is this like...
Vance, where was it?
Did some Ukrainians paint this on a wall in Russia? Like, what is this? Oh, I hope so. I hope this is right outside the Kremlin. All right.
It says Gulf Breeze at the top of it. Gulf so I'm Breeze.
Oh, shoot. This was a long story about basically ramifications of cargo.
This is what happened. I had a driver call me. He wanted to, his cousin was getting into the business, can't get on a central dispatch for 60 to 90 days. Already paid for his own insurance because of course you have to do that to get on central dispatch as well, and can't really do anything. So he asked me about hauling underneath him. And as I had already explained to him, cause we've already had this conversation, that he had to have everything underneath his company name, insurance, you know, consortium, the whole thing. But they didn't want to do that. So I asked Brian, what's the ramifications if they get busted? And this is what he said. Basically, our insurance would be worth nothing if it happened. And like I told him too, I said, if your insurance company doesn't know he's underneath you, your ass could be grass later on down the road if it comes up, you know? So... And honestly,
which is why
they would find out through IFTA and everything else, right?
Well, and I think that's why, again, carriers illegally posting loads is a problem, because if you book a load from another carrier that doesn't have a broker's license, you may as well making a deal outside of a gas station with some random dude.
Yeah, because there's nothing you're going to do.
You got no leeway, dude. And it appears that companies like Cooked Cat are fully aware of this.
Yeah.
And don't care.
Nope.
They don't care as much as the next guy don't care. We are full of don't cares. Now, we do care about Flip of the Week. Don't be the Flip of the Week. Stay tuned on Wednesdays for DOT Compliance with Brian Riker, your DOT guy. Mike, check 1, 2. The audio dropped. Hang on 1 second. Check, check. I got the audio Flip of the Week. Mike, check 1, 2. All right. Okay, and here's the tweet of the week. Yes, for all you Let's Go Brandons. 2021 was the best year for trucking employment since 1994. There are now 35,000 more trucking jobs than there were before the pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what we're looking at. As long as it's not Hunter Biden's laptop, I'm good to go. Thank you very much. Holly says that you could win a fuel card.
Yeah.
So what do you got to do this?
Just come. It says take the survey to win a $100 fuel card. Everybody should have gotten them if you work for Holly.
They sent out Holly.
Everybody's email. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool. I mean,
ACV is giving out many.
Yeah, mini iPads. Yes.
If you use their new app.
Twice. Here's what you got to do. Yes, thank you. I forgot all about that. So they announced on ATI, and I was going to try to find the time code of the video. Here's the video, the ACV win video. Click here. And basically, you want to go to, make sure that's in the live chat. Where do they talk about that? Here it is. I found the time code. Okay. let me launch the video and go to the time code, and I'm going to share it. So you don't even have to go through the whole video. I'm going to share the time code. Bear with me. Okay, win. Click here to win. All right. Now that I shared that, I realize I didn't even need to do that. But here's the point. You can win an iPad mini with ACV if you are signed up with ACV, which is there any barrier to getting signed up with ACV?
4 months.
4 months?
4 months.
Oh, okay. So you need to already be signed up. Okay, so there's a barrier. You need to already be signed up. Because if you use their mobile app to haul two loads in April, we're in April, haul two loads and you are entered to win one of three mini iPads.
Yep.
That's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. So anytime there's a giveaway or anything, we're going to announce it. If you have a giveaway, tell us and we'll share it on Dispatching Live.
Absolutely.
Because everybody needs whatever help they can get. Okay, Ask Larry's coming up next. Let's do this. I'm going to stop sharing. You can take it over if you want to. We'll go to Larry here shortly. Let me see what else I had. What's going on with the phones over at one of these places? What happened? Oh,
so I'm just going to leave it on there because I have nothing to show. Can I say the company name?
If you want to. It's your story.
So, all right. I don't know if everybody else is having the same problem, but we are. RPM is not answering their phones. You call repeatedly over and over and over again. And you know how they have, like, if it's the Midwest press system, or, I mean, I've gone through, and it don't matter which one I'm in, I'll go through all of them.
I've done that too, right?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, menu one, menu two, menu three, screw it. Yeah. I'm on menu 12. I'm going.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, we even have a couple individuals that we've been calling on the side. Sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. That we have their personal cell phones for. So I don't know if they're so busy or what's going on, but how can you get a load if you can't get them to answer the phone, right? And obviously we want people to pick up their loads, so I don't know what's going on with their phone system, but it's been like this for at least a month or so of constantly having this problem.
Is there like a secret system or a button or a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there an email? How do you book? All right. How do you book loads with RPM right now?
I know they have a load board. All of our guys are set up with them. Okay. I haven't even attempted to do it.
Is it an ePay manager? Do we have a link?
No, you have to be sent the link. No. You have to be sent the link for the load board to get signed up, and then it takes a minute, and then they say you're on it. But I have not been able to get on it yet. I don't know if that's what they're trying to do, is adjust everything to just a load board, and that's why they're not answering, but I find that hard to believe, because they got a lot of people that work at RPM. Like, you've seen the pictures of them in their broker room, right? They've got a lot of people that work inside the office, so I don't understand what's going on.
No, they have a big company. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. I don't know why that would be. By the way, FAME 1418, does Central Dispatch have power only? Just like they have some laptops that need to be moved, there's some hay bales, and boats. There's some power only. So
boats and hose.
There's some boats, there's some hose. Not as many hose. Okay. Let's see. What else we got here?
And it's also the same problem happens with accounting. You can never get anybody to answer the phone or call you back with accounting either. Janice called yesterday, really funny, and she said, okay, this is so-and-so, and we're calling about order ID. I know you're never going to call me back, but this is what I need to know about. And guess what? They still never called back.
See, so. I like that. I've totally done that, too. Because, listen, let's just be honest. We know you're not going to call me back. So I'm just going to say it. So. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
Let's see here. Okay, it is time. Now, we always have five brand new questions. That's right. Step right up. We got five brand new questions on a Tuesday night. We do the answers after 1 o'clock on Thursdays on Dispatching Live. I've got my answers from Tuesday night. And here we go. Question one. Let's do them together. We're going to do the answer. Then we're going to do the question. Then we're going to do the answer. Here we go. introduced in 1935 and still on the market today. This vehicle has the longest production run of all time. The Chevy Suburban, the F-150, Land Cruiser, or the Corvette. Now, I know I got this wrong. Well, I think I got it wrong.
I think it's got to be the Corvette or the F-150.
See, that's why I put Corvette. I did Corvette. You like that fame? There we go. Laptops. There we go. Now, somebody said Suburban, and they sounded like they knew what they were talking about. I can't remember who that was. I think it might have been Vistaga.
All right, fine. Okay.
I don't know.
Is that
Maserati
for 5.5?
Yeah, no,
I agree.
So, anybody
want
to... Yeah, I picked Corvette. I don't know how it could be something else, but... You know. All right, going once. Oh, wrong button. Going twice. Anybody? Nobody? I know, it's a hard
question.
Another
one on there going
to... All right, here we go. All right, show me Corvette. Oh, man.
Really?
He was right. Vistaga said Suburban. He was right.
Wow.
I don't know how.
I thought that.
I know. I mean, I don't know, man. That's a really hard question. How can it be Suburban? They were making Suburbans in 1935?
It says it is the longest produced vehicle in the U.S. without interruption. At 81 years old, it was the first entered the assembly line in 1935 as a station wagon built on a truck chassis.
Wow.
That's...
I'd love to see one of those early ones. That sounds crazy.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, okay, Travis said Corvette was 53.
All right, well, we missed the first one.
All right. Dang it. Question two. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a non-running 2017 Kia Soul from Muncie, Indiana to Flora, Louisiana?
Jesus.
595, 710, 980, 1280.
I don't even know where Flora, Louisiana is.
I know. You can't even... You just have to estimate.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the compare button. It's a guess.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I just have this feeling it's in BFE someplace, and Muncie's not the greatest either.
Right, exactly. Flora sounds like, you know, a type of foliage near water, right?
So...
Although that's half of Louisiana, so...
Yeah, so...
Yes, say... Rob, that's what I got. I said 980.
Yeah, I'm either looking at 980 or 1280. It's a tiny thing, so I'm going to go with 980.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's 980. It's like a tall sedan.
Gotcha.
You know, and then, I mean, the broker's got to collect their 475. It can't be 1280, then that's impossible.
Plus, you know, the hamsters are going to weigh a lot, so I don't know.
Right, it could be 710. I mean, you know, by the time we get there, it's only 595. Here we go. All right, let's see what we got. Oh my God! Wow! Incredible.
Well, good for you. Yes.
Thank you, Larry.
Nice to be. So let me look where Flora's at. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, it's next to Nacogdoches, or however you want to pronounce it.
Nacogdoches. That's not Joe Docus or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's BFE, so maybe that's why.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah, it's in nowhere's man land. I mean it's below Shreveport, and it's nowhere near Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we missed the load, Rob. Yeah, that one's not there anymore. Okay, here we go. Question three.
All right.
When a leased vehicle's driver opts to return the vehicle at the end of the lease, the vehicle must re-enter the market to be sold, and that's called vehicle buyout, vehicle remarketing, auto refurbishment, or lease return.
I swear we did one like this before.
I know. I had the same feeling. I swear we just did this one.
Because I thought it was vehicle remarketing.
It's got to be vehicle remarketing. So we're just going to go ahead and let's go ahead and hit the money button. And there we go. Yeah. Actually, I was thinking yesterday that I had a couple ideas for Larry questions coming up. So Because really, they do a great job. I mean, every week, Superflow Systems works really hard to come up with another five. So, had a couple ideas. And if, that was one of my ideas. If you have the next Are You a Car Shipping Guru question, submit it. Send it in to autotransportintel@gmail.com. And what we need is the question and the four options. And as you can see, this is Dispatching Live. You can do whatever you want. So do whatever you want. Send in the question. Be the next question. Question four. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2012 Ford Focus from Freeman, West Virginia to Orting, Washington? Is it $1,350, $1,545, $1,785, or do I hear $1,990?
Freeman, West Virginia. Wow.
I know, right? So if like wherever.
I'm going to say 1990 just because nobody does West Virginia and it's got to be far.
And yet, it never pays enough going to Washington. So well, I said, I went 1545. That's insane because it's a Ford Focus. And that's what they're going to say. Yeah. Maxim, I think you're right. 1785's got to be the sweet spot. 1994 Ford Focus, there's going to be a broker that's going to talk a carrier out of this
one. Let's say 1990.
I mean, you know, you got your stimulus money and you love to drive, right? Right now, there's some broker going, man, that's good. I'm going to use it. That's really good.
California to Hamilton, New Jersey.
That's how I'm going to get to 475 on this one.
Irvine?
Yeah, California.
And I know, at the same time, there's a broker really not happy that I said that. Well, just don't be that guy. That's all you got to do. Don't be that guy. Oh, don't be them or they or whatever the woke thing is now. In fact, please do make a woke question and send it in to autotransportintel@gmail.com. What is the most appropriate woke carrier amount? Okay. All right, let's get to that answer.
Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer. I am with
Maderic
Transport.
Well done, everybody.
So it's, I looked it up, it's almost 2,700 miles.
So it's still not enough.
No, I don't think so. Right. I really don't think so. Exactly.
But you, what, okay, this is what is said on the phone though. But you know, it's one pickup, one drop off. You get to drive for 2,700 miles. It's easy, it's sunny, right?
I gave you the song.
We're not going to, let's not talk about the Rockies. In fact, that would be part of it. There's your joke. Make the broker cheat sheet of things you're not going to mention while on the phone. Like, don't mention the Rockies. Don't mention fuel, you know. Talk about how much you love driving. Okay. All right. Beat the dead horse. Question five. According to IC Cars, this vehicle was the most popular used vehicle in 2021. The F-150, the Camry, the Accord, or is it the Honda Civic?
I swear we had something similar to this. What the frick was it?
I know. I said Civic. I think it's Civic.
I swear it was the F-150 for some reason.
Oh, shoot.
I swear we've had this asked before.
I know. I do too. I think we have. It's very similar. It's incredibly similar.
I swear it was the F-150.
Van says Camry. Anybody else? Camry. Do I hear Civic? Can I get an Accord? Oh, Maxim's in for an F-150. All right, and I've got Civic, so that, do you have a Honda Accord? Who's got Accord?
I'm going with the Ford F-150, because I swear we've had this question. I swear it was the F-150.
That's two for F-150, two for Camry. Can we get a tiebreaker?
If I get this is the only one I've gotten all day.
I know, man. I'm getting crushed on this today. I think I got the 980. Last time, right, exactly. Vance is like, he even remembers what state it was most used in. Yeah. All right, send in those questions. All right, here we go. And the answer is... Oh, you guys got it. It's F-150.
Yeah, because I swear we answered something similar to this.
Wow.
That's the only reason why I remembered it. Because I would have never thought that F-150
either. Is the correlation, because that's when the pandemic was like in its second year, second year, I don't know. But the pandemic was going nuts, and people thought there was going to be a zombie apocalypse, and the F-150 was going
to
be a
F-150 to go out in the woods.
Yeah, a good aggressive getaway vehicle. In fact, that sounds like a great ad campaign. Ford, the aggressive getaway vehicle.
For half a mile, and then you're on the side of the road.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot. What else we got here? Let's do... Oh, that's that. Yeah, okay, here we go. I used to be a dispatcher, but I still have a mug of problems. These are real. Well, they used to be. Oh, Rob says they're not real. All lies, I tell you. Okay, well, let's give this a shot. Okay, I don't know if I've done this one before, but it's a good one. They said they had a forklift at the offload location, but I don't drive there personally to confirm it. This and is what I lie. Say to the kid. Because, right? Because your work, inevitably, you're going to get screwed, and then the driver's going to be like, well, you said there was a forklift.
Yeah. True. And even, well, I mean, we can call all day long, and they'll still lie to you.
Exactly. I didn't drive there and confirm it.
Yeah.
Well, why not? No soup for you.
Exactly, Vance.
Found dead on the
road. That's what Jen said in the background, too.
Found on road dead.
Found on the road
dead. Oh, my God. That's Jen, good one. Let's see. Well, okay, we're at 122, and we are woke at 122. What else do we have? Does anybody need a search? We got our searches done. By the way, I'm thinking of calling this episode Earn Your Stripes.
There you go.
Because I love middle manager jokes. They're the best. Let's see. We went through all.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Yeah, if nobody doesn't have let's look at Florida. I want to see what Florida rates are.
Oh, yeah. Take it away. Up. Cool.
All right.
Go ahead and load up my dice.
I just want to see if we got any better rates going on here.
Why does he shake dice? Because it's the spot market. Anything can happen.
I'm going to put up 70 cents a mile. I'm going to put up 300. How about that? Not 4,300. We'll never see a thing out of there. Come on. All right.
Oh, there we go. Vance has got the woke statement of the day. Hey, baby.
Yeah,
nice headlights. Yes. That is what we're talking about. I've got feathered hair and I'm roller skating. Hey, babe. Nice headlights.
Well, I mean, those are big. But Silver Ridge has Orlando to Little Rock for $2,700. It's $2,500 and a Transit 250.
Yeah.
You'd have to have a bigger trailer for that, but that's good money, actually. I'm kind of impressed at the moment. Let's see what else we got. We got something going to Denver for 70 cents a mile.
All right, I'm still looking for you for some more. All right.
There's
reference ID, how big is your trailer?
Two to Connecticut. For $2,000, you never see rates like that on there. For going up to like Jersey, Connecticut.
That isn't, yeah.
Yeah, look, there's another one.
I do like that.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Those are pretty good. Well, now, but the snowbirds are going back home, so why would that be?
You mean they're not going back home yet? You mean from Florida?
Aren't they? When do they go home?
They're going north now.
October?
They go south in the winter, north in the summer.
I know, but when do they go back home? Isn't it now?
They should be starting now.
Yeah, Jen said they should be starting now.
So why is it just there's so many? Why is it paying that good?
Let me look.
It should be opposite. It should be in the dumpster. No,
they're going
That's why it's paying good, because there's a lot of them. Because there's so many snowbirds flying north.
That's what's going on.
Okay, that's what it is.
It's the opposite of what we were thinking. And these are huge. I mean, granted, she's paying $2 a mile, though. I mean, you're going to need a step
deck. No. When's the last time you actually hauled a bread truck successfully?
Well, no. That's what I said. You need a step deck. I'm not putting it on my little three-car one, for sure. But I would think if you had a step deck, you could take two of those. That wouldn't be a bad run.
They pay in 5 days.
How many car haulers have step decks?
There's a few out there, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if they're here, but in Florida. Right.
They are not watching this show.
No.
No.
Let's see. What else we got? I don't want to look inside the state because we know what that usually is. So there's two bands from Fort Myers. Let's look at them. They're 2,500, so they're not huge. There's one going into Gainesville. There's another one for Gainesville. And that's a little car, S2000.
Oh, wow. Vance hauled a crane truck from Missouri to South Dakota. Interesting. And that wasn't too far, and it was flat. So, that's pretty cool, Vance.
The only thing that's wrong here is put Tennessee to Texas, and these are all Texas now. Okay.
You're not taking that to Orting, Washington.
No. Let's see. We got Kansas City. We got Lexington. We got New Orleans. This is a 5,500 Cedar Hill to Orange for $800. Janice, there's a Clearwater to New Orleans for $675 on here.
Oh shoot, yeah. IAA.
Yeah, IAA.
Email certificate of insurance.
They even put an Oak Ridge put one on here from Ocoee to New Orleans for $500.
And they pay with Zelle.
Until Tuesday.
Huh.
I don't know.
I never had any luck with Zelle. Have you used Zelle?
I don't know. I've never used Zelle.
I don't know how to use Zelle. It's like it doesn't let me in. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it gave me fits too, and I really only like to use one thing that connects to my account because it's just less risk for hackers and the crazy shit that goes on. Let's see. Well, there's stuff going to Detroit, Minnesota. Yeah, this is obviously, we're looking at probably some of this stuff is going to be snowbird stuff, and they're having to compare what else is going on. But
that's what's interesting. To me, these are what normal rates
should
look like. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But usually it's more than the 25, 35 cents per mile range. Do you need it again?
Oh, only
to
have somebody, whatever it's going to in Dallas, right? For tomorrow, there's a 3-pack on here from Dallas going up to Omaha for $12.50.
Hey, Alina, there's a 3-pack that just came up out of Dallas going to Omaha on there. If you're interested or if you're still on here.
I don't know if that's what you should be interested in.
I mean, there's a lot of loads on here because it said there's 1,200 loads at over 70 cents a mile on here. So that tells you something right there. Now, maybe mid-May, this may change. It shouldn't, but that's when everybody should be out of there, I would think. Unless this is all snowbird stuff. I know we moved a 3-pack of ball players' cars last week to New Jersey.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was all I listed them and moved them right away for good money.
Yeah.
It was our customer we got handed over to us because we did a load for them and they were so impressed with us, they handed us over to the manager of this ball team. Who was it? Who did we lose? The Philadelphia Phillies is who we moved 3 ball players' cars for them last week.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, moving ball players' cars is like one of the best things you can get.
Yeah.
And it's not that often, because they're not traded that often, but.
Apparently 3 of them were. Well, 4 of them were, weren't there? It was the 4th car, too. But, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Well, no, there's and they're traded often enough to where having a big account with ball players would be awesome. I mean, that shoot, man.
Yeah, I think they'll call us again.
Oh, that's great.
Because they were pretty impressed with what we did. So
yeah, I just texted Ari, said make sure.
Well, because you didn't do reference ID lowball, right?
No, I didn't lowball them. No.
Exactly. We're keeping half trucking, you know, or whatever. And that's what the joke. We're keeping half trucking is a great joke because we don't have any trucks. So.
Well, it looks like there's quite a bit of stuff out of Florida with not any problems. So this would be one of the times when I could honestly tell you if you wanted to go to Florida and get back out, you probably could. It happens so very rarely. For COVID, it lasted months. But I think there were so many cars there, they couldn't get them out either. So.
All that's on the board.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. Well, anybody else have something we want to look at?
Well, this was pretty good. I mean, I think this is a great way to kind of round out the show. We're at 90 minutes.
Yes, we
so
are.
So we had a full show. So listen, everybody, you know, thank you so much. We might as well try to quit while we're not too far behind.
True.
And I want to, so everyone in the live chat for participating. I think Vance gets the number one participation award because they still give those out. The woke participation award goes to. And today's woke participation award. Oh, I just went into Bill Cosby mode. Okay, that's not going to work. Okay. Anyways. I knew that I needed to quit while I was behind. Thank you all so much for joining us today on another Dispatching Live. Hopefully you learned something, or at least it made you think about something. Go ahead and send in your stuff, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Let us know how we can help. Tomorrow we got Cars on the Move. We have Jason Rice of Lot Pop back on Cars on the Move. That's going to be another great show. So please do join us. Ty's going to be live in North Carolina next week. So that's happening next week. Other than that, what do we say, office?
Goodbye,
Sue!
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon. Stay safe.
Thanks.